This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday an airstrike in the area of Rafah in southern Gaza that killed dozens of Palestinians was not intended to cause civilian casualties and would be investigated. He said in Rafah, we already evacuated about 1 million non-combatant residents, and despite our utmost effort not to harm non-combatants, something unfortunately went tragically wrong. He said in a speech in parliament that was interrupted by shouting from opposition lawmakers. Netanyahu also reiterated his commitment to bring back all Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th attack, was interrupted by shouting family members of hostages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Spain on Monday in pursuit of more weapons to fight Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help fight the about 3,000 bombs that he says Russia launches every month at Ukraine. However, Ukraine still urgently needs another 7 U.S.-grade Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia hitting the power grid and civilian areas, as well as military targets, with devastating glide bombs that wreak wide destruction. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-made bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Papua New Guinea government official has told the United Nations more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive by a landslide on Friday. The official formally asked for international help. This is